All right, good evening, everyone. At this time, I will call to order the Coburn Town Council workshop meeting for Monday, February 26, 2024 at 6:30 p.m. Kathy, if you would, please do a roll call vote.
Carlos Collins.
Here.
Jeff Kaiser. Devin K. Mooney.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Okay, we do have a quorum present, so we can proceed with the meeting. The next item is an invocation. I would like to ask Reverend Steve Baker from the Coburn Presbyterian Church to lead us in an invocation, and everyone remain standing for the pledge.
Well, God in heaven, we are grateful to you for your mercies that have sustained and blessed our lives today, and for your care upon each one that has assembled this evening, and for the work that is before them. We pray that you might bless with your insight and wisdom in the leading that they give to the Coburn area. I ask you to bless all of those who serve us here and take on tasks that are difficult, challenging, sometimes unpleasant, sometimes dangerous. Pray for your hand on each of the folks. As our time is a gift from you, I ask you to bless these minutes that will be devoted to the work tonight, that you may be very pleased and honored, and the folks here well served. And we pray it all in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I have my badge.
You guys, really sorry about missing the first one this month. I can blame it on Corona.
That's all right. Thank you.
You should leave her alone.
The next item on the agenda is public expression. Any citizen, taxpayer, or interested persons are welcome to come forth and state his or her views concerning the town. Please state your name and physical address and limit your comments and or questions to 5 minutes. A reply to your comments and or questions will be discussed at the following council meeting. Do we have anyone for public expression? Okay, seeing no one come forth, I will close public expression. Do we have a response to public expression from our last meeting, February the 12th? Does anybody have a response?
She's not here, but the night that we, last meeting, when she said I said something that just was off the wall, was, I know what it was about, but at the same time, it was not. She didn't correct herself because it had to do with billing people for cleaning up their messes. And before the conversation ended, I was informed that I couldn't just pick a number and charge them. I had to charge them the real price. And she didn't, I don't think, hear that part. But anyway.
Okay. Anyone else have a response? Okay. Hearing none. We will move on to the approval of the agenda. It can be amended by a majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda?
Well, I'm going to ask, did you guys want to speak tonight, or are you just here to hear us?
Just here to hear.
Okay. I was making sure. Okay. I'm good.
Unless you guys need us to explain anything from last meeting, we'll be ready to do that.
I do have a question for you all. Okay. Because last time we talked, I know we talked about it, and that needed to be a resolution as far as that. Is there specific wording that you all need as far as that? Do you know the code section authorization? Because I know we've discussed
it. I do not, but what I do have, I have a copy of the fire department's resolution that you guys gave them.
Okay.
So it's going to be very close to that, and I'll get with you when we get time, and I'll show you that.
Okay, I appreciate
that. I'll show you on my phone, but I'm not going to email it to you.
That'd be good. All right.
Okay. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda? I assume that Chief Mullins will discuss your handout during your report, and I assume that Mr. Williams will discuss his handout, then his report. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
I will make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve the agenda. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we have an agenda, and the first item is reports. Fire department, I do not see Chief Hawkins here tonight. Do we have anything from the fire department?
I do not.
Okay, the next item is the police department. Chief Mullins.
Thank you, Mayor, Council. The handout that I provided, I've been in discussion with Mr. Sturgill in reference to trying to get the traffic ordinance portion of the town ordinance updated. If we really look at it in twofold, there's the traffic ordinance portion and then there's the town ordinance. Those are items that are not state laws that would be specific to the town. Those are going to be a little bit more lengthy. This one was just a working draft. It was mirrored almost identical from the town of Wythe. So what they've done is use the code section for Virginia that authorizes towns to adopt the state ordinances as they are written in state code and to adopt those into effect. And so what the wording that they've used basically allows you to adopt that into ordinance, and that any amendments that the state deems fit, whether this year or on, from year to year, to remain in effect. That way you don't have to continuously go back and redraft your town ordinances. And so there's approximately 1,500 traffic ordinances. And so to do it the way that we were starting out, to actually go by code, or each one by one, and put the towns, basically mirror it, it's going to be quite lengthy. This would give us a much faster way to get the traffic ordinances updated, and it would be in compliance with what the state requires, and we can start enforcing violations on a local ordinance versus the state. And so I wanted to give you an idea of what that draft is going to look like, and Mr. Sturgill can kind of help me you know, clean up anything that he feels needs to be addressed, any verbiage added or amended. I feel like we could, with your approval, we could allow the public expression to go between now and the March council meeting, and then allow any public expression at that meeting, and we could vote that in.
Okay, Mr. Sturgill, tonight's technically not a voting meeting, but can I still schedule a public hearing on
Absolutely.
This?
Absolutely.
Okay. So can you tell me if it's advertised today's, what, 26th, when? How could we advertise it?
We'd be perfectly fine on it, and we don't have to advertise it necessarily in the paper.
Okay.
Under a county, it's got to be advertised for two successive weeks in order to pass, and then have it there. For a town, the Virginia Code does not require that. However, I think anytime you're doing an update to an ordinance, you need to have some sort of notice, but I don't know if we'd have to go through the expense of putting it in the paper for an update.
Put it on the website,
okay.
Facebook.
That's what I
posted in the
So we could post this for a public hearing and have that public hearing before our March meeting, correct?
Yes.
Is there a 2-week window?
It's not required, but I would run it for 2 weeks. This isn't like the budget ordinance where it's got specific timelines. For a county, it does, but for a town, it does not. However, with that being said, I still believe it's important to comply, you know, as far as giving public notice of, hey, this change is going to happen here, put it on the website, and give as much notice as we can. So, to me, at least 10 days, but there's nothing that says 10 days.
So, we can advertise it, and we can have the public hearing on the 11th, and then can it be placed on that regular agenda to be voted on the 11th as well?
Doing both at the same time. You have the special call meeting, right, or whatever.
Public hearing, and then our regular meeting.
Public
hearing,
and then
I would put it on the regular agenda to be passed.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So will you just, if you'll look over this and get whatever between the two of you, make sure it's...
I will, and I'll say just a couple things real quick at first glance, and I'm going to look over it real well. But I think from a practical standpoint, it will be much more helpful in application of it. Because right now, And I know they went back to see what ordinances we had on file for traffic. And it was put on file October 24th to 22 was our last update. And it is, in my opinion, very thorough what's on there. I mean, it's 28 pages, but then the issue becomes, and I think for the most part, it's up to date as well. However, because the code section's been updated, however, the application of it, I think, becomes much more difficult because we've got different sections here versus with the way this one's written, you can just literally go back to the state code provision and put town code with state code provision versus in order to cite this, the officer would almost have to have this with him in order to say, hey, this is our town code provision. So I think his suggestion is excellent.
Okay, well.
I think that would be an easier solution. We'll definitely be Mr. Sturgill's assistance on trying to ensure that the local ordinances that don't pertain to traffic are specific to how the town and the council wants that, as far as updated specifics, the parameters, the fines, things like that. We're having about 15 that we're already kind of seeing as a common problem, and it's definitely going to increase as the weather gets better. Right now, our number one problem we're having is dogs. They're running loose and keeping them on from one person's property to the next. We're averaging probably 2 to 4 per day. It's not just
that time of year too.
It's not just the same property either. It's multiple properties at different parts of town, and so that we can. Right now, when we call animal control, they'll come out and check to see if the person has their permits and things like that, and that's about where their involvement is stopping. Unless it bites a person or something to that effect, but just running loose or causing a nuisance to the neighbors. And I think as the weather gets warmer, we're gonna have more of those. We're definitely Mr. Sturgill's, probably his assistance on get specific on the council's wishes for those local ordinances as we move forward.
All right, well, we'll get this advertised and ready for vote.
What day are we going to do the special?
We'll just do it
on
the
11th.
Yeah, public hearing first, and then the regular meeting right after.
So it's just advertising the public.
Yeah. Right, not a special call meeting. Do you all have any questions for Chief Mullins?
So I thank you for going down to the park and talking to some young men. I don't know what we're going to do about that caboose. And I don't think there's any signage for climbing on top of it. So I think that we'll be having a discussion about that. Because
okay.
We need to do something.
Right. I think it would be wise. And, you know, we've got some of the new signs, the parking signs that were added. I think I'm going to have some of my officers start checking on some of these other side roads on signs that are faded out or you can't read. Speed limit signs, make sure they're clearly posted, because as we're getting closer, getting everything updated and being able to enforce on local ordinance, we want to make sure that those are going to actually hold up and not lose those cases in court for signage, things like that. But ordering, that's one of those things that we can go in with the local ordinance, because
mm-hmm.
We're having that problem not just from these juveniles, but we have quite a few homeless people that are in there.
I think I called about them one night too.
Yes, and so basically it's kind of like the game whack-a-mole. We address them here and they pop up over there, and so and that's kind of what we're doing. We're just running them from one location to the next right now, because if we have that loitering ordinance or something to that effect, we have a little bit more teeth to enforce some things on that aspect. But unfortunately, we've had one person 3 different times in the same week for trespassing, and they almost beat us back to court. They're not locked up very long at all, and so that's out of our control. That's in the court's hands, but that's something we're kind of encountering as well. We're addressing it for the concerns of the public best we can, but we're hitting some walls on that aspect of it as well.
Any other questions for Chief Mullins?
I got a question.
Okay.
For the ordinance number, does it have to have a date, or can that
So we can make up whatever ordinance number we want to put. Basically, that whatever we decide to vote on, that will be the local, that will be the ordinance that we have to utilize. And so I done similar to what Wise did. They just wrote the effective date. So I wrote TC, Town of Coburn, and in tonight's meeting, that's when we addressed it and brought it up for your all's blessing to start advertising for the notice. And so unless you all want like to do something different, I would probably, if I have anything else, I'll probably do something similar just so we can kind of keep the date tied to whatever ordinance amendments, attachments as we have.
That's fine. I mean, that legally, I mean, it can be anything as long as it's not already got the same ordinance number. So, I mean, just as long as we have something in place. And to me, you put in place some way to track it. So if it's the date, I think that's
so maybe good. Change it to the March the 11th date. That way, if we go back, it'll be in the minutes from that date. Okay.
Do you want me to add our ordinance numbers on here? Or will?
Whatever you all need to do.
Keep it in order.
Yeah, whatever you all need to do. Okay. All right, do you need anything from us, Chief?
We run out from there.
Okay, thank you. All right, the next item is water plant. I do not see Mr. Markham here. Do we have anything from him?
I'm not going to know if he passed out.
Okay, next up is town manager report, Mr. Williams.
One thing I have, I gave everybody a copy of, is the service agreement for solid waste collection. I believe I made all the appropriate changes that was requested last meeting.
So what do we decide that we were going to do? Make this effective July 1, is that what we said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we would just need to vote on this as well the next meeting. If everybody's okay with the front and the back, the terms and conditions.
So know that, no, never mind. I talked to you private on that. Don't do that. So after the March 11th, when we vote on this, then we'll post it that this is going to be effective July 1st and give everybody from March 11th through July 1st that this new trash solid waste collection will be enforced.
Correct.
And so then after July 1st, just leave the trash sitting there? Will that be the...
Won't be picked up.
Yeah.
Be outside the container.
Looks good. I like that one.
Okay.
I like that one.
Also, I've been going around taking some photos of the property in the area to notify the landowners of what we want, our wishes are and what our plans are.
Okay.
If they don't comply. I too got attacked by a dog up on Maple Friday, I think it was. Yeah, Friday. And that little dog, he's a big dog, I think he's that big around. The owner came out and started hollering and carrying on. Of course, I said a few things, he said a few things. They walked off the hill. He wasn't even on his own property, it was just property across the street. So I'm all for this dog ordinance thing.
What's ironic is I just got a message while you were standing there from a citizen. It was a female, and she shared with me that her family was attacked by three huge dogs the other day. And I shared with her that you had just spoke with us, and we were working on and getting something so we could take care of that. So.
I mean, we have the leash law. I mean, that is, we have that. But this time of year, you don't know where the dogs are coming from. They come from probably outside of town. Coming, Jason.
There are some that are outside. There are some that are just strays, and there are some that are actually owned by individuals that are in town that we've identified. The problem is right now is the courts they want us to have an updated ordinance for traffic and local ordinances on file and up to date in order for us to enforce it. Because what they actually have on file, they have the old version and they have a limited updated version. And so for them to know without a doubt before they actually hold somebody accountable for a fine or punishment, that they want to know that the council has updated all the local ordinances and that is in place and there's nothing that would conflict. One of the problems that we had specifically with the leash law was there was actually two different ones that were on file, and those are both preceding the most recent. They were very old. And so because they were conflicting, they had a case that was dismissed. This was prior to me getting hired, but it was one that Lieutenant Bricky, he charged somebody for a leash law violation, and the ones that were on file was conflicting. And so they want the most up-to-date recent version so they can hold people accountable for fine and punishment.
We need to look at our leash law, see what it says, fix that.
Yeah, we'll get that.
In fact, we can, we'll look at it and try to get that ASAP, and maybe
have it in time.
If you want, I mean, we can set a public hearing for that next time too, and if it's ready, it's ready. If it's not, it's not.
Sure, sounds
okay.
Good.
Go ahead and do that.
I can probably give you the top 10 or 15 that I know that we're already seeing, and then that some of the others we may not see as often or as frequent, and maybe not do those right off the bat. And to my knowledge, you don't have to do it all at once, but they want, if you're going to update 15 of them, then these 15 were updated and voted on this date, and you get the opportunity for public expression, and if you do 15 the next time, then you can add to that.
To me, if we've got a problem, and let's just go ahead and set it. We'll try to get everything done, and if it's the leash law, then let's focus on that, bring it before you, and then the other stuff that needs to be updated, we can work on that at a different date. But let's do the ones that are pressing right
yes,
now.
So if you will get with him, yes, and we'll take care of it.
Take that top 15 and just pass it on.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. All right. Mr. Williams, anything else for us?
I believe that's it for us.
Questions for Mr. Williams?
So we have a car parked up by the First Baptist Church. It's been there since October. And it's, they don't even know if it runs, and it's parked on the side of the road, the side of the church area there. Can we do anything about that?
Is that a van?
She didn't say van, she just said car.
There's a white van that's been there for quite some time since I've been hired, and it's not moved an inch. That would be another one of those that we could look back on to what is the parking ordinance put in place. Are they on the public, or are they on where
it's public. So we just did this recent up High Street right here when we had the vehicles that were being worked on.
Behind the post office.
And how did we do
that? That sign's gone, by the way. I drove through there the other day and it's gone.
So we have done that in the past, recent past, to where they would be towed at the owner's expense, and then what was the wording on that? They were towed, and then if they didn't go down and pay their tow bill, the vehicle became the...
Once the vehicle's towed, she explained part better. Okay, once it's towed, it's the wrecker service that can put the liens against on that. We won't do that.
Right.
If the town had its own, if we towed vehicles ourselves, and we would be able to do that, but if we're using an outside company, then they can put a bill, and they can put a lien on that vehicle, and an auction if they need to pay off the lien. So if there's parking, if we want to construct a sign on that street, that same as the two that we've just done for no parking, then that gives us that authority to go in there to enforce any ordinances that we've updated.
So at one time too, we had the 2-hour parking.
Right. Well, this is residential area in there, and they park there in front of their house on the street, but it's still on our street. But
it's not considered residential.
There's two houses there.
Apartment buildings.
No. Behind the Baptist church is two houses.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
High Street? No, I'm talking about the vehicle right now that's at the Baptist Church out on the street. And it is on public property. And
at one time it was involved into the case.
Yeah, that's what I think that I'll send you who I think it might be.
I know
the owner.
I know who.
And I don't know what to do about that in that situation.
So in reference to the case, it's fine in reference to that matter. And we're getting very close to being able to do a press release in reference to that, like we spoke about last meeting. But as far as the car goes, it's fine it's not tied to that case right now. So it can be moved if we decide to make that area a no parking area.
No long-term parking is the one thing. To be there and not be running and not tagged, they can't. That's the part that got them in trouble here, was not tagged, not drivable.
Correct. So that would be some of the wording that you all decide to make. You know, if you want to have a definition of what is considered short-term parking versus long-term, what's considered an abandoned vehicle, what is considered dilapidated. Different word, it's basically the same thing as a house, but a vehicle that's jumped up or inoperable.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can have a few different codes or ordinance sections that it might fall under depending on the circumstance. Because this one's on public
mm-hmm.
parking area versus then it being in the driveway in an eyesore. So I think
I've got a bunch of those on my list too. And we have an ordinance for that too. So I had to call him this evening. I had a parent messaging me about some teenage boys that were on the caboose, or were they young?
Two of them were 17 and one was 16.
Okay. On the roof of the caboose, I've got pictures of them. And we need to figure out a way to stop people from being up there. One, I don't know how sturdy that roof is that they wouldn't eventually crash through. And it's just a danger, and we need to figure out something to prevent it. And I looked at a thing one night that was, you take a small pole, put it up, but you put a bigger pole around it so that every time you grab it, it rolls, and you can't get a hold of it.
That's a whole different game in itself. I wouldn't recommend it.
Well, I mean,
that's a challenge. That'd be a challenge for somebody.
So. I don't know.
Well, I'll look around. I'll see
maybe if we put tar up there, real nice sticky tar, they wouldn't want to get up there and get in it.
Grease have them stuck up there.
They haven't stuck up there like flies, but I think, you know, that's something that would deter you from wanting to climb up there. And if I stuck my hands up there and it was in tar, I believe I'd not think about going on up there. Something. If we can, and especially with the park as nice as it is right now, and it's the bigger kids that are the ones that always climb up there. And I need to deter that. And as summer approaches, I think that patrolling that area I don't mind big kids going and swinging. I like to swing. But we also need to watch and be mindful of the little kids that are there. They cause problems sometimes. Then is there some way that we can get VDOT to work on the roads that they maintain? There is some of our roads, and they're VDOT roads, and they're terrible. Totally potholes.
Unfortunately, we're not the only ones. Like,
I know.
The other towns are the same. I got a big hole right from my house.
Yeah.
That's new pavement. So I will contact them, see.
Have you had time to look at the electric bills for food trucks down here?
I
and how
off,
to?
Eel.
Ooh.
Not anger eel. I have not, so I'm trying to do a lot of catch up right now, too. So.
I have a question. He'll calm.
Yeah.
I tried to call
have
him.
Have we heard anything?
I tried to call him, and it went to his voicemail.
Okay.
I'll try again tomorrow.
I had his number, but I don't have it anymore, so maybe if you can just keep trying to reach out, because I'm curious.
Does that tower have a beacon on it at night to, in case of, you know?
What I'm thinking is once it gets to the next section, they have to.
The height?
Yeah, I don't know if that's what they're waiting on. I don't know. So
yeah.
I'll find out for sure.
So on our lead and copper problem, how are we going on that? How's that moving?
It depends on what you guys want us to do. Right now we're at a point now where we need to start identifying what's on our side of it and what's on the landowner's side. And that was a big issue last meeting.
So my understanding is PSA got a large grant
for
this to do the study, which is what we're out doing.
This to do the also the identifying and who and people that need to replace it. We're going to be part of that fund.
That's state. That's federal, right?
That's EPA and health.
Yes. So we. Regardless of how we do it, we've got to do it. And one deadline is March 31st.
No, that's...
And then one in October.
October the 16th is the next deadline that we're faced with. I was wanting to be able to put the survey on our webpage and also our Facebook to get the community involved and answer their questions for them. That'll be the last that we will have to go out and face-to-face with the customers and be able to also maintain our normal workload.
Problem I see with that one is somewhere in there we're going to have to figure out who's not complying. By coming in, I mean, when they fill out the survey, and this is for my house number, okay, so I go online and I do my name and my address and all this good stuff, and I tell you what's in my home, then you can account for my house. And everybody else does the same thing. Well, what about the people that do not have the situation?
If we go to door, and they give us the wrong information, it's going to be put down there. Also, the ones that I like to be able to do this for at least for a few months, maybe till after July 1. And then at that point, we can tackle the residents that hasn't gone on there to do the survey. I'm also going to have a packet there at the front desk that they can either answer them there or bring it back for us.
Mm-hmm. Have you talked to Cody at PSA about this?
Yeah.
Because this is a whole big thing. I'm working on a story on this. They're supposed to be like an online thing where the customer can go and answer these questions. That would prevent you from going door to door. I don't know if you know that yet, but
I know that one company that they've contracted is supposed to be working on something.
Yes, and it's a whole big thing. We can't run it yet because they've not got everything figured out. So I can send you what I thought that might help clarify something, because it's a whole big thing.
I just know we got to comply.
That's what I was trying to say last
yeah.
time.
I mean, we have to comply. We have to start somewhere and whatever it takes. But just by October, we need to account for every one of our water, everybody who gets water.
Everybody. It's in our system.
Yes. And so we would have to do a checklist of people who have filled out the survey. And then those that haven't filled out the survey, then we can, in July, send out a letter to them that says, according to the EPA, I need you to fill this out and drop it off at Town Hall. That would be my thought.
So can we go forward on that, or do you want me to wait? Still wait.
Go ahead and put it on the Facebook and put it on there, and do you have a survey ready? Mm-hmm. And go ahead and do that, and then take Lisa sends.
Yeah, and I'll get the code too to see what... I forget the name of that company that's doing it.
Because time will slip up on us.
Be here before we know it.
Mm-hmm. And we don't know if we're bidded yet or done anything on the banner project?
No.
I'm looking. Did we get the hydrant fixed at the primary school?
We are in the middle of doing it. What we're going to do is take the one that's in the ground right now. We're going to remove it and patch it and fill it over. We're going to move it over to the edge of the parking lot. Well, a couple of reasons is that be less damage to the area that they just paved. And plus we'll have better access to it on the side. And there's a main line coming up around Jeff's been working with it. That we can tap it off and put the hydrant there.
A new one, or are we no. A new one? Okay.
That other one, it's buried so deep in that asphalt, there's no saving it.
And I think that was the discussion before about moving it last year when they first redid that parking lot. I don't know why we didn't, but it has been discussed before.
Yeah. And the Crab Orchard hydrant, have we looked at it on a plan of how to make that more accessible and fixed?
We have talked about either moving it up, even if we put a riser on it to make it higher. I mean, people will come around that curve and everybody takes it short anyway. They'll run over, so I think the best thing we'll do is we'll move it up more into that bank area.
Okay.
Which we will have to purchase another hydrant for that one. And since we're on that subject, not so much the water, but the hydrant, but with Public Works and everything they've been doing here lately, Jeff gave me a list of things that needs to be replenished in his office, and right now we're looking just under $8,000 to do that. And that's not, you know, buying 20 of this, 20 of that type of thing. I know my spending is $2,000.
Right.
So I hate to do it, but I can divide it up by three and do it that way. Or can we go ahead and...
If you shared the list, then we went down the list and said, yeah, then we could say okay. But I'm not okay in a blind piece of paper.
Well, can't okay today anyway.
That's right.
So I need a list.
Provide us a list.
I already thought that out.
Yeah.
I just need a list. I mean, that's simple. If he provided you with the list, you provide us with the list, and then we'll determine whether you really need it or not.
It's in my email. I can tell you. I can show
you now. I mean, that's the easiest way that would work.
Well, I'm just thinking that and then what may occur in the future. Because we're talking a couple of elbows is $400 in itself. And also, I won't get Jess's finger out, but we're in the middle of replacing some of the registers on top of the water meters. And I think we did 24 already. We want to order some more here soon. And so we can get the ones that hasn't been reading for a while back in the reading without having to go up and do manual reading. So it's a slow process, not too expensive. What they were got with Consolidated Pipe, and we're doing a loyalty program, meaning we order 24, replace 24, and the ones we replace, we give back to them for a fee. So they give us a better price on the register.
I know we've applied for one grant there last year, year before last, and they had such a big amount that we couldn't afford it.
Tomorrow, I got a webinar tomorrow for Office of Drinking Water in reference to some grants that's coming up right now. So I'll find out more about what we can do.
Okay. And the Main Street America deadline, that April?
I'm
Because every time I've asked, it's been, I just missed it. We've missed it. I would really like to be on that.
I know. I talked to Jimmy. Atkins. About it. And I just need to get back with him.
Yeah, maybe do that and see. We've already done the resolution.
Mm-hmm. For the first phase.
Yeah.
He has to do some paperwork after the first thing before we can do it again.
First step, we've done that twice so far. We just have to move forward to the second.
Okay. So we need to move forward to the second. And then the downtown revitalization grant.
Looks like the deadline is safe. Just based on quickly.
And the downtown revitalization grant is separate from the Main Street America.
Yes.
And we were eligible for it. It was 10 years after that was done. So we're like 20 years past when it was done. So we're eligible for that again. And that would be things that could be done as in this building, being where the floor needs to be fixed and decks, all of that part to revitalize downtown. The last time they did with all the businesses in town, had a meeting with them, and if they could show that they did X amount of certain things, then the grant provided them, that's how we bought the awnings for all the storefronts got awnings at that time through that grant for each business because it benefits every business in town. And so there's a lot of benefits to working on getting that.
What is that deadline, April the what? Will, do you know?
April 14th.
So.
Any other questions?
I don't know, let me keep looking. I think I'm good.
Next up, public works. I'm not giving her a chance to find anything else.
Well, I mean, you want me to just leave these things laying on the side of the road and drive on by?
Nah, I'm glad you keep good notes for the rest of us.
What I got for tonight is that we repaired the leak on Chatham Street. We did the sewer line on Columbus Street. Repaired a leak on Hanover Street, an inch and a half. Replaced sewer line on Lower Avenue. We repaired a 2-inch water leak on Chalet Drive. We jetted the sewer line on Wise Mountain Road. We did 180 work orders. And they got the sewer put in up at Bondtown behind the church. They got it repaired. But we had to bid a drain. Put that drain pipe in there. So they got it all in. And the only thing they got to do is seed and straw it now. They got it. And that's all I got for tonight.
Did you finish your inventory?
I'm right at it.
Is that how we discovered that we need these things?
Because of the cold weather that hit, it ruptured quite a few lines. So we've been putting a lot of stuff in the ground. So we're just at a point
now. We've been piecing a lot of stuff too. We're good because we hadn't been buying anything. So what we've been using, what we get in shops, getting it repaired. Right. But yeah, we got the inventory pretty well close.
All right. So will we have it by our next meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions for Mr. Livingston? Comments? All right. Thank you. The Lane Group, do we have anything from the Lane Group?
I talked to Chris earlier. He's down sick right now. So. But we just talked about the lead program, in which we just discussed. Pretty much the same thing that he and I talked about.
All right.
One more thing.
Yes.
Sir, just talked about the random lines to the from the filter room to the slides.
Yes.
I talked to Dan Corbin the other day right there and about putting them in.
Mm-hmm.
And he's supposed to send me a quote. What are you going to charge to put that in?
We don't think we could do it.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm just going to come look at it and give me a quote. And
And I have to quote everything for you the next minute. Let's look at it.
All right, any other questions? Okay, Treasurer Clerk, Mrs. Sharp.
Tonight's report, I've included a copy of our total accounts payable due, $610.19. The interim accounts payables were $227,139.97. January 8th regular meeting minutes and February 12th regular meeting minutes will be distributed with March 11th council packets. I put a copy of the cash disbursements in the reports. Our posted cash balance as of Thursday, February the 22nd, was $184,586.36. We had $49,898.06 in outstanding checks and $610.19 in accounts payable due, leaving a balance of $134,078.11. Since I prepared those reports, we've had three additional deposits. Thursday's deposit, $6,111.30. Friday's deposit was $504.50. And today's deposit was $6,864.76, for a combined total cash availability of $147,558.67. In your reports, you also have copies of our total cash availability report for all the months of February and the cash comparison report.
All right.
Well, question. I was thinking that we had voted to take the Ringley expansion project, the remaining amount, and put it over to the paving. Did we not do that?
I don't remember.
I remember a discussion.
I remember us discussing the money going somewhere.
Yeah.
I think that's what the plan was, is to reimburse the town back for the paving. It's not a lot for the cost of the paving, but it was a little. But I think that was...
So we need to...
That because we wanted to deplete it and do away with that account altogether.
Yes.
Because
I know we had talked about it.
Yeah. So you think we need to just bring it up at the voting meeting and vote on it again?
Just to be safe.
Okay.
We talked about it because I also wanted to get rid of the committee, and I was told to wait because at the time we didn't know how much the paving had cost. And it wasn't finished.
So we can do both next time.
Yeah.
So we need to put that on our agenda, please. I thought about that the last meeting, and I'm like, I'm thinking that we did, but I may be wrong, so we'll just do it again.
Okay. Questions for Mrs. Sharp besides that?
I will tell you that when I first opened that and I looked, I saw that dash, and it was highlighted dark. I'm like, oh my gosh, we're negative. You see that, how that looks? It was kind of scary for a minute. And I was like, oh my gosh, nobody said nothing about that. But that did scare me. I think that's all I had.
All right, anybody else? Kathy, do you have any questions for us?
No, sir.
All right, next item is attorney report, Mr. Sturgill.
At the last meeting, I know we discussed a little bit about golf carts and restrictions. I told you all that I would look up information in regard to that, which can be found at 46.2916.3. And it has golf carts can be operated on designated public highways when speed limit is 25 miles per hour or less. In towns with a population of 2,000 or less, a golf cart may cross a highway at an intersection that that's marked as a golf cart crossing by signs with VDOT. No person shall operate a golf cart unless he has in his possession a valid driver's license. Every golf cart, whenever operating on a public highway, shall display a slow-moving vehicle emblem. And golf carts shall be operated upon public highways only between sunrise and sunset. And then there's also limitations that, additional limitations that's put in place by the code, allowing, and most of them are not applicable to us, but allowing public works to be able to use it for certain things. And then it also goes on to say the governing body of any town may by ordinance impose additional restrictions on golf carts as they deem necessary. So I know that came up, but we discussed most of those restrictions last time, but I know that there's discussion about whether it's 35 miles per hour, 25,
yeah.
And so it's 25 miles per hour. It has to have a slow moving vehicle emblem on it and has to comply with all the other regulations.
So when we do this with this, the ordinance with the police department, that would be with state code, right? Because it's still traffic?
I'll have to check to see if that's one of those, but my initial answer would be yes, because it's under 46.2, which is the traffic code for the state.
Right.
So yes.
So, that being said, with the golf carts, we already know about the ATVs because those are marked. Golf cart is not marked because we didn't do that. But what about lawnmowers and other said vehicles? Or, I mean, they're not vehicles. they're lawnmowers.
I can look up the lawnmower section, but I don't know.
But see, I don't think that a lawnmower should be... There may be people that this is their mode of transportation. They don't have a car. They drive their golf, their lawnmowers. They don't even have mower decks on them. So I'm assuming that would be like a tractor.
So 46.2-100 defines every type of vehicle and what specifications you have to get or have to meet in order to classify one. You have a motorcycle, you have a motor-driven cycle, a moped that deals with the CCs and how fast it is capable of traveling and whether or not you have to have a license or not. And so it kind of breaks down the lawnmower under the tractor section and things like that. It does specify that in that code section what the requirements are for it to meet that.
Because that's one thing that happens quite frequently.
Well, even in the golf cart code section, it also has or utility vehicle. And so, you know, I'd have to go back to the definition section to see what's classified as a utility vehicle. But to me, that's part of broadening the scope of that statute.
Right. And we do have somebody that's using a motorized bicycle, and I don't mind him doing that if he would ride on the right side of the road and off the sidewalks.
I've seen him doing
that. Yeah. And I think that just asking him, he will comply. If I'd slow him down long enough, I'd tell him. But I haven't been close enough to him to tell him.
I looked up the definition here, and it says utility vehicle means a motor vehicle that is designed for off-road use, powered by a motor, used for general maintenance security, which I would think all would meet a lawnmower, except for it. Then it says utility vehicle does not include riding lawnmowers.
It does not include.
Okay. So it would be under a separate section.
Okay.
I guess as well.
All right, so you are working on, you and Chief Mullins, you want to work on this, the ordinances for traffic. Also, you working on the resolution for the ambulance service, the resolution?
Yes, if that's what you all decide to move forward with.
If you would just give us...
I think that...
a sample resolution for us to view the next, to go along with the next.
I think all of us were in agreement to do that, correct?
Okay.
I'm not mistaken. You shake your head.
There were some questions, and so did we answer all the questions last time?
I think so. Again, that's why I asked at the beginning of the meeting as far as the enabling statute and what they needed in order for us to move forward. So
I've got the copy of what you guys provided for Cliff when they started doing their first responder stuff.
He has that too.
Yeah, he did it.
He's
the one that did it.
Yeah.
So
we sell it to that, and once we get a resolution from you guys, it looks like the county may be.
I read that in the paper.
Maybe good. Once we get that, we've applied for a license, but we can't. There's two inspection stations. Basically, the inspector comes in and says, okay, I give you permission to get started now. And then once you finish all those obligations, then he comes back in for the final inspection and gives you a temporary until you get your permits. So until we get resolutions, we can't even apply for the initial inspection. And the resolution that's like the fire departments will work perfect for that. And if there's anything different, I will get up with Ron Kendrick tomorrow, who's the EMS police, we'll call him, and I'll see if that resolution will work for us as well, and I'll get up with Mr. Sturgeon and them. So it should be the same.
Okay,
any other questions for Mr. Sturgeon? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on. We have no new business, no old business. Is there a reason to go into closed session?
And they will tell you,
yes.
If I could go back to that real quick, because I'm looking at the previous resolution that I did for the fire department. I can just go over what's in it, so you all are generally aware.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Whereas 15.2955 of the Code of Virginia requires local government bodies approval of any emergency medical service organization in that locality, and whereas the organization has appeared before the town council of the town of Coburn to operate as a basic life-saving non-transport first provider within the town limits of the town of Coburn and surrounding areas, and whereas the town council of the town of Coburn has determined it to be in the best interest of, in this instance, Coburn Fire Department to provide these services, now therefore be it resolved with the Coburn Town Council of Town of Coburn grants approval to the Fire Department to operate in Coburn, Virginia, per approval of the Office of Emergency Medical Services of Virginia to serve as a basic life-saving non-transport first responder in the town of Coburn, Virginia. And you're saying that?
That will be pretty much all we need. But it will need to say that we want to provide advanced life support services.
To provide advanced life support services?
With transport. Because there will be some times that some BLS crews do extra calls, especially if their calls aren't bad. But we are going to provide ALS services, and we'll also be the transporting body once those services are rendered.
Okay.
So it has to say advanced life support services, along with basic life support services, and we would transport.
Okay, so basic life support services, advanced life support services, and transport services.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And if it's okay with you all, I will get a copy of the resolution to both you all and to them here this week. That way you can look at it, they can look at it, and assist.
Do you guys mind if I send a copy of that to Ron Kendrick and let him review and see if that will work, or do you want me to wait?
That's fine.
That
it's
would
just
be fine
be
because it'll just be the draft of what it would be. It wouldn't be signed or anything. So.
Is there one of you guys that you want us to CC in the email to keep you in the loop, or do you want us to do it? Just do it.
Yeah, that's fine.
We have also been in touch with the fire department. I think what they're doing, I think they're on the right road. We provided them with a air chute through KDK to help them out.
So Joe talked to Logan?
I did. They're happy with
what you all have presented then.
Yeah. Well, I think there were some issues because people in this field were trying to loop one another around. And where I come from, it should be about the patient, you know? And I think they were afraid that we were looking to cut them off on possibilities of healing. That's not the case at all. We already know that we're not really going to make anything on these trucks anyway. You guys show up, do your BLS care, and we're still going to benefit. We're going to come in and get those transports. So you guys go do your thing, and we're still going to get the transports. We're not going to get paid any more money if we do them or they do them, but they'll get the bill for the services. So I'm all about them doing it, and the more people that we have doing those services, it's going to be better for everybody. So I think once we got that out in the open and explained to them that that's not what we were here for, and we spent, two nights down there already? Pretty much, we went to sleep down there for 2 nights, and I think we've, done that handshake, and we provided them with a stair chair, and I think we pretty much got all that done.
The other thing that we're offering them as well, if for any reason, there's a situation that more trucks need to be utilized. And you guys know as many calls that the fire department's doing very well, but you may have a situation you need 3 trucks in different ends of the code. Staffing will become an issue for us at some point in time, especially if we have something else that's going on and they've had to go to another area. So what we have offered the fire department is that they are looking to increase their training through becoming an EMT or anything of that nature. Some even were saying that they would like to become EMT intermediate, and who knows how far that would actually take them and they go on to be a paramedic. What we did offer, though, is that if that were to happen, is that it would be on my end that I would carry insurance to make sure that those people that would continue that training, if something were to happen, that our garage would be open for them at any point in time. If they needed to grab that truck and take it with them to go do that, it would be awful. The obligation of the town would be more or less on my insurance and everything from there. In order for me to comply with that, what I would have to do is put that person on payroll. And more or less, it'd be kind of a blanket policy there that I have them, they're volunteering, they're doing whatever, or I'll pay them on that, or whatever they want to do. But we'll have them here, they'll be on our payroll, so if that were to ever take place, well, I need to rush and go in, they would be covered, they can get the truck, do whatever needs to be done in order to take care of everybody like it needs to be. We've also extended out that every call that the fire department went on, that if they want, we would put a truck with them at all times. It would be just up to the fire department if they wanted that, and so far that they said yes, that would be fantastic if we could. Whether or not we get anything out of it, that's neither here nor there. If we're not needed, we'll stand there and we'll look pretty and do our job. And if not, if we're already in, we're there. All you have to do is say so, and we'll administer anything that we can and go from there with
it. EMS is going more toward a treat and release these days. So there's nothing with the state of Virginia that says we can't show up a diabetic, for instance. We can show up, give you the sugar you need, get you some peanut butter and crackers to you, and we don't have to treat you. You can sign a refusal. We've talked to the fire department about that, and we're getting into some treat and release stuff. We've also talked to them about putting them on the insurance side. If you get a bad call, instead of us having to call someone to intercept us, if we can get some of the fire department members cross-trained with us, maybe they can drive us. We talked to Cliff, and Cliff has agreed to that. That way we would have 2 attending and 1 driver. We've talked to them about that. We've also are willing to put on an EMT class. That's not going to cost a huge amount of money for us, but it's going to help everybody, both the fire department and us. And we talked to them. We told them we would do it either at their station. We'd do it at our station, whichever one you want to do. Cliff says that because of the fire deaths, we would do it at their station. But anyway, we've actually offered... between me and Tommy, we've offered to give them anything that they need. We love to teach, and it's just a matter of time until we've got to have those guys to help us. We also talked to them about cross-training, not necessarily making our guys firefighters or theirs EMTs, but just for the simple fact, if we're out on a car accident and they say, hey, go get me a strut off of this truck, we know where that's at. And we can help them do that, and vice versa, they can get stuff for us. I actually went out and helped those guys today on a rescue call. There wasn't no one available in Lights, Camera, Cliff and a couple of fire guys went up there, and they actually called me, and I went up there and, kind of helped them out a little bit, and Lights, Camera, got it. So I think we made some major headway, with the Cover Fire Department.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited about it.
Very good. All right. Anything else? Did we have a reason to go into closed session tonight? Best news I've heard today. That being said, council comments and concerns, Mr. Collins.
No comment.
Mr. Steele.
Kathy. As far as Mr. Sandman, that's important. I appreciate all of our work crews in and out doing what they do. Talked to our chief of police here a couple of weeks ago, and it was a bad week that week for everyone. It looks like it's just continuing on over into this week, too. There's something perpetual. All I can, and I don't have to stress this, you already know, you want to go home in the evening. I want you to go home in the evening and be with your family. As well as you too, and you, just be careful. Appreciate what everybody does.
Ms. Steele.
I appreciate all the extra work that goes into helping the town run as well as it does. I'm looking forward to improvements on roads and road signs and everything that goes on here in town to provide a safer, more enjoyable, beautiful town. So, and I know that in April, I forgot to mention this, we have the Great American Cleanup starts in April, I think the 14th. And we have always provided trash bags, correct? Well, it must not be the 14th, maybe it's the 13th. Or the 23rd? I forgot. The 23rd is on a Tuesday, so I'm not thinking that either.
Yeah.
It's a Saturday in April. And I'm looking forward to having that done, cleaning up all our side streets and everything. And then if we can get ordinances fixed, I think that'll be wonderful. And I appreciate everybody.
All right, just a couple of comments. Again, I will echo what Mr. Steele said. Condolences to Kathy for the loss of her father. We've been thinking about you and praying for you. So, also to our employees, we appreciate everything that you all do for us. Chief Mullins, thank you for all of your diligent work and for being so proactive and getting things that have needed to be taken care of a long time. You're on top of it, and not only do we see it, but our citizens see it and they appreciate it. So thank you for that. Hopefully we'll be able to say that soon about a new ambulance company. So
from start to finish, we're looking 4 to 6 months. If there's hiccups, it could be longer. But hopefully we can start soon.
Understood. All right. I don't have any other comments other than congratulations to the – I can't believe Ms. Steele here didn't say this. Congratulations to our Eastside Lady Spartans varsity basketball team. They won the region over the weekend.
District.
Cumberland District champs, tournament champs. So they will be playing in the first round of the state quarterfinals tomorrow night at UVA Wise at 6 o'clock. So we wish them the best of luck and hope that they just keep on rolling through.
We are.
That being said, I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Any opposed? All right, we are adjourned.